VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Chinese researcher accused of concealing her ties to the Chinese military on a visa application that she submitted so she could work in the U.S. was arrested and placed into a Northern California jail. 37-year-old Wan Tang is expected to appear in federal court on Monday. The Justice Department on Thursday announced the charges against Tang and three other scientists living in the United States, saying that they lied about their status as members of China's People's Liberation Army. Meanwhile, China has ordered the U.S. consulate in the southwestern city of Chengdu to close in retaliation to the U.S. ordering China to close its consulate in the city of Houston, Texas, earlier this week. A group of men accompanied by a U.S. State Department official were seen forcing open a door at the Chinese consulate in Houston Friday, shortly after the U.S. government closure order was implemented. In addition, the U.S. alleges that Chinese agents had tried to steal data from facilities in Texas, including the Texas A&M Medical System and the University of Texas Maryland, or I should say MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. In an interview Friday with the Washington Post, the U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said that states may not necessarily have to go all the way back to a complete shutdown, but added that you certainly have to call a pause and maybe even a backing up a bit. Fauci also said that everybody should be trying to reopen America again, but that it should be done in accordance with set guidelines. Fauci added that he and his family have been receiving death threats and have a security detail assigned to protect them in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There are more than 638,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, more than 145,000 in the United States. The number of global infections exceeds 15.6 million, and it's more than 4.1 million in the U.S. Negotiations over the next COVID-19 rescue bill are in flux. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent senators home for the weekend, promising a Republican proposal would be ready on Monday. Outraged Democrats warned that time is being wasted on GOP infighting as the coronavirus worsens. One sticking point for Republicans trying to develop their plan with the White House is how to trim back a $600 unemployment benefit boost. Republicans say it's too generous and creates a disincentive for workers to get back on the job. Senate Republicans wanted to trim it back to $200. The White House has floated cutting it to as little as $100. Nearly half of Americans whose families experienced a layoff during the coronavirus pandemic now believe those jobs are lost forever. A new poll shows a sign of increasing pessimism that would translate into roughly 10 million workers needing to find a new employer, if not a new occupation altogether. It's a sharp change after initial optimism the jobs would return as temporary cutbacks give way to shuttered businesses, bankruptcy, and lasting payroll cuts. In April, 78% of those in households with a job loss thought they'd be temporary, but now 47% think that the job loss is probably not coming back, according to the latest poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research. Hospitals in Peru's southern city of Arequipa and Huánuco are struggling to cope with a wave of coronavirus infections, with stretched resources buckling under the pressure of increasing patients. Arequipa, a city in southern Peru, has become the new epicenter of COVID-19 pandemic there, where more than 10,000 cases of the novel coronavirus have been reported in recent days. As restrictions in the Lima area ease up, the virus is now ravaging other areas. Outside the capital, health workers say they lack the resources to tackle the increasing number of infections. Health workers from southern Peru headed to the capital to protest the lack of resources amid the pandemic on Friday. As of Friday, Peru has had 376,000 cases and over 17,000 deaths. A government lawyer says all of the new deferred action for childhood arrivals applications are being put in a pending bucket while officials decide whether to end the program altogether. That means no new applicants have been accepted into the program for young immigrants, even though the U.S. Supreme Court ruled it was improperly ended last month. Immigrants' rights and attorneys say the Supreme Court ruling and two others should revert the program that gives work permits to younger immigrants and shields them from deportation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.